like go from a tryout, you know, coming here not knowing what you're going to be as part of tryout, and then making 53-man roster?
It's been a fun road since training camp, OTA to fall camp. Man, I've just been enjoying every day of it. Just enjoying every day being in the National Football League. Every day I step in this building, I know that I'm beating the odds and it's a blessing. So I'm just enjoying the journey, really.
What do you feel like all those teams missed about
you? I feel like it was just destined for me to be at the Ravens. I don't really think the teams, they missed out on me. I just think the Ravens, the scouting, they seen some in my play. They seen the way that I play. They seen I play aggressive, fast, twitchy, and a very instinctive football player. And they took a chance on me. And that's all I could ask for. In college, that's all I said. I just needed a team to take a chance on me. And I promise they won't regret it. So
obviously, we've been talking about the plays you've made in the preseason games. When you leave the stadium Saturday, are you feeling like, okay, I made my best case, I have a good chance, or were you still pretty nervous what you had left out in the field?
I don't really think about it like that. I mean, a lot of people, you know, everybody see the plays that I make, the big plays, put points on the boards, the sack, the pick six. But then when I go back and watch film, I look at the plays that I messed up on. I could have had a way better game than everybody else seen. So I feel like I could always play a better game. I'm always my biggest critic, but I feel like that's the best way to get best. If you critique yourself better than anybody else critique you, you're going to play a long time in this game.
A lot of people will get drafted, and then people will sign as undrafted players right after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're still out there, come here as a tryout candidate. What was that time like, and how many teams did you try out for?
I only tried out the Ravens was the only one that called me. So I only had one tryout. It was pretty hard on me. I'm not going to lie, being honest. Coming out like right after the draft, realizing that nobody was going to sign me. But once I got that call about the minicamp, I'm like, all right, it's on me now. So I knew that if I wanted to come here and do what I really wanted to do in the NFL, I just had to come out here and prove it.
Keon, what was kind of the mindset you had going through this entire summer? I mean, starting from the trial all the way to this point, was there like a feeling like, did you feel like you had to make an impact on every day? Just like, what was your daily mindset out?
My daily mindset was just win the day, get better every day. If I come out here and don't worry about the next week when we in full pads, don't worry about Thursday when we in the stadium, just think about today. And if I accomplish today and I know that I did my best today, and then when tomorrow come, then I focus on tomorrow. But my mindset was always that I deserve to be out here.
You said the word destined when you said coming to Baltimore. I mean, obviously this franchise has a long legacy of undrafted free agents, including guys who are on the roster right now. Plus, the defensive coordinator that you play under is a former undrafted free agent here. Did any of that legacy or history or any of those specific people make it easier to compete this preseason?
I think so. I think once I got that call about minicamp from the Ravens, I was like, if I'm going to play for any team in the NFL, it's going to be Ravens. Just because the history of the defense, and I just know the way that I play defense and the savviness and the aggressiveness that I play, I know that on defense I play like a Raven. So,
Keon, what was those hours, minutes, whatever, leading up to it when you found out? What was that like for you? Just what was going through your head?
Found out about the 53?
Yeah.
The night before, it really wasn't on my mind, really. Honestly, I wasn't anxious. I went to sleep. I had a good night's sleep, really. I woke up the next morning, and then I think it really, the only time I really got a little nervous, I walked in here and I carried myself like any other day is when they came and it came and tapped me. It was like, yeah, they want to see you upstairs. That's when I'm like, okay, all right. Heart was racing a little bit, but I thought everybody know about them tough conversations. I thought that's what I was going up there for, but when they told me, it was just a relief that, okay, I'm in this building for a little bit longer. Even though I got it's nothing solidified. I still got to prove myself week in and week out. So, but it was just, all right, I'm here for a little bit longer.
Have you thought you were getting cut when you got that tap?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Keon,
Yes.
The Ravens put out a video of all the undrafted guys getting the decision. All the gamblers. Have you been able to watch the video at all?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the video, man. It was even better seeing my man Rube and Jay, man, just to see their family. Because I caught Rube when I was walking up the stairs. He was walking down, and I was like, oh. And I'm like, I just gave him a hug. I'm like, yeah, man, we did it. Because, you know, we both came in, you know, with the same mindset. Because, he came in the same way, even though he signed right after the draft, you know, no sign of bonus and, you know, like the bottom of the depth chart. So, like, it was just, man, it was just a joy just to see him accomplish that too.
Keon, we also saw in that video you called your mom and you started to talk a little bit about how close you are to her. Can you elaborate a bit more on how she's influenced your journey?
Man, my mom, that's my best friend, really. I could talk to my mom about anything, but, you know, growing up, she always supported me. She always, Little League, she came to every game. High school, she came to every game. And, you know, once I got to college, you know, she even asked me and my brother, he was in college, playing college football at the time. She asked me, how do you feel? She wanted to go back to school and get a doctor's. But how do you feel about me going back to school? Because I wouldn't be able to make every game. And, I mean, it didn't bother me. I'm like, Ma, go out, you know, pursue what you want to do. But she always made sure that she watched every game. And, you know, she always supported me. Like, even when I had my highs and my lows and, you know, my mom knows, my parents both know my confidence is through the roof, but sometimes you had them thoughts, and she always uplifted me when I had that. So, man, my mom, she always been there. She always knew that I could play at this level. And then, like, just to giving her that call is just, yeah, that was amazing. I can't wait to see her, though. I can't wait to see my mom.
One more for
She getting a doctor's in English. So she graduates next spring. Next spring, she'll be doctors.
Appreciate it.
Cool. Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank y'all. Congratulations.